In Minneapolis, I'm Matthew Schneeman. Public art in the Twin Cities, the Spoon Bridge in Cherry, that huge blue rooster, big things you notice, but some are more hidden.
I've never really noticed it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Public art isn't always designed to hit you over the head with its presence. I hit up two different spots on the light rail to see what people thought of what they don't normally see. First stop, the Government Plaza, to see some of Janet Zweig's strange little boxes. I grabbed transit rider Dana and brought him over to a rectangular metal box mounted on part of the station. It looked like some Metro Transit service box, but it had a small engraving saying, "Small kindnesses, weather permitting." An adorable that said, "Ring."
Cool. So this is a Janet Zweig box or something.
Okay.
And let's just see what happens. I haven't touched it yet, so.
Dana rang the bell.
If you don't like the weather, wait a minute, it will change.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, my name is Janet Zweig, and I work in the field of public art.
There are seven total Janet Zweig boxes at train stations throughout the Twin Cities. Each box is activated in a unique way, a pinball launcher, pulling a curtain, or even rotating a snow globe. They are loaded with over 100 different audio or video pieces. The content was selected over 15 years ago, but soon new Minnesotan content will be added.
But in terms of what I'm expecting people to experience, I think I can't predict that. Like, everybody experiences things in their own way. You know, sort of the flavor of Minnesota, you know, at a moment in time 15 years ago, and when they add the new things, you know, flavor of Minnesota in regards to their two cliches from now.
The two cliches being Minnesota nice and our tempestuous weather, hence the title, Small Kindnesses, Weather Permitting.
Lifts up your day because it's kind of funny.
Now, to the 38th Street station on the Blue Line. Hidden in the station's rafters is a massive metal sculpture of a warping road that spirals into itself over and over again. Inverted cars drive on it to and from the city, and next to it are rows of houses inverted as well, resting perfectly naturally in this upside-down world above the platform. The beauty of this piece is its hidden, though massive existence, but perhaps a little too hidden.
Oh, no, I actually haven't. I take it every day. Never seen it before.
Yeah?
I just don't pay attention. I'm on my way to work, so.
I found a young man standing directly below the looping metal road. Yeezy was his name. I instructed him to look up.
All right, look up. What do you think about it?
It's cool. I never noticed it until now. Yeah. It's like, it's fascinating.
Another rider in his 20s named Muhammad had seen this piece before, but this time he gave it more thought.
So is that like eruption or something? Like this, is that like chaos?
Sure, is that why not, man?
Huh?
Why not?
But just move until they leave, and then they leave the suburbs, and that's when things get messy, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
He must have been feeling really deep that day. It can mean a lot of things, man.
It's smooth until they leave refers to the road tangling into itself. Cliff Garton, the artist who designed this piece, named Urban Circles, used a bit of history as inspiration.
It would be really interesting, you know, to look up and to see a reflection of what the fabric of the neighborhood was. So, you know, the Urban Circle refers to a story of all of these working class homes in this neighborhood being built, and many of them were done from Sears catalogs, because you could just, you know, buy a house for $3,000 as a kid. So the basic form of the houses up there are these catalog houses.
I talked to Metro Transit's public arts administrator, Mark Grunland, about what makes public art.
Yeah, it's trying, you know, public art should be something that brings people together. It should be something that celebrates people, something that celebrates the community that it's in. So it really should be a positive message or a message that somehow makes people think or just makes people more aware of where they are and what's happening.
To bring people together, perhaps you need a variety of art. Big stuff that grabs your attention, little pieces that wait for the day that you stumble upon them, and funny little boxes that surprise you on your way to work.
I have never pushed this button before.
For KFAI, I'm Matthew Schneeman.